So Monday, we'll have the calling of Russus. I want you to, I'm going to ask you how to read something inside. May 12th, Bez Hashem, we'll have a written b'chin on the questions that I give you every day. Therefore, I recommend highly that every night you go over the questions that we do in shir and chazer them over. And then chazer again in the morning. And then go fight them. Keep going through. I hope you go through Vavim and Aleph, Vavim and Beis. Go through. Just keep going through the Gemara. A lot of guys, they ask me questions. But that's what you got to do. You write down every night. You go through it. Let's begin. We begin Chazor. As I said, Achoyzrim B'dim. Green Iksayr. The Pasuk says, Azoyrim B'dim. One who reaps. One who, Zoyrim, actually, one who plants. B'dim. With tears. Here, tears means with hard work. Berini Iksayr. With enjoyment, he'll harvest. And therefore, we're saying, Achoyzrim. Achoyzrim. Okay. Let's begin. Number one, what is the din of Bava regarding the funny nectar of Bava Medal? Oh, let's get it. The Gemara presented a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, as to what Bava is considered regarding the funny nectar, who the funny nectar. Okay? Now, Rav says Beferish in the Gemara on Bava Medal the following. Rav says that it's Keretz Yisrael Legitin, and Shmuel says it's like Chutzlarts. Okay? Now, that's the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, made a comment, Eitan. And that comment was that all of Chutzlarts is called Medina Sayyam except Bavel. So Rashi apparently is going like Rav, that Bavel is like Keretz Yisrael Legitin. The only thing is, we said the Arza de Beirav asked. But when did Bavel become Eretz Yisrael for Gittin? From the time that Rav got the Bavel, which is about 300 CE. The Mishnayos were written before Rav. Rashi was commenting on the Mishnah. So Rashi says all of Chutz La'aretz is considered Chutz La'aretz for Gittin except Bavel, meaning Bavel's like Eretz Yisrael. That's Rav's opinion. Only problem is, Bavel only became Eretz Yisrael from the time Rav got there. But the Mishnayos were written before. And Rashi's comment on the Mishnah did. You got it? So we said as follows. The Arza de Beirav and the Cheshek Shloimeh answer that Rashi is miskaven to Rav Yosser. There is a further machlekes on Bavel based between Rav Yosser and Rav Yosef. Medina be Medina be Bavel. Is a machloikis between what? Rav and Shmuel. Rashi's referring to Rav Yosser. That Dafka Medina le Medina is there a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. But from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, Rav Yosser says you do not have to say b'fanei nechtav. And on that, Rav Yosef argued. So please get it. Moshe, you got it? Number one, the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is Medina le Medina. In what? In Bavel. Is Bavel like Eretz Yisrael and get forgotten? Bavel, Medina le Medina in Bavel. Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. Medina le Medina be Bavel. However, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yosar held, you definitely don't have to say a funny nechtav. And Rashi and the Mishnah and Daf Beis was referring to who, Elon? Rav Yosar. And who argues on Rav Yosar? Rav Yosef on Vavam and Beis. And he said, you can't rely on Rav Yosef. Who says he's a Bar Samcha? He doesn't know the Din of Sirtut. And then Abba, he didn't know the Din of Sirtut. Oh, so Abaye said, what are you talking about? Abaye defended him and said, what? What do you mean? The Abishter agrees to Rav Yosar. Remember that? With the story of the Agadata. The Gemara began the Agadata. Okay? So I want you to get this. And Toysa spoke this out on Vavam and Av, Dirmasko Bavam. We got to get it. Nochamo, Menachem. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Medina le Medina, Betoch Bavam. However, Mark, right? However, from Bavam there it's Rav, Machlekes Rav of Yosser and Rav Yosef. And we're going like who, Rashi and Mishnah? Like Rav of Yosser. Even though Rav Yosef Arganam is going like Rav of Yosser. This is Lamaisa regarding this halacha of number one. That answers number one. Number two, how do we paskin bizman hazeh? That answers number one. Let's go number two. How do we paskin bizman hazeh regarding the funei nechtav of funei nechtav? Halacha lamaisa. Rabbah says we do it because of lishma and kiyum. Rabbah says only because of kiyum. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Aleph in Shulchan Aruch writes, Bizman Hazeh, he quotes our Tosfos Davov, I may be yet, I feel me bias labias, Be'ir Achas, from one home to the other in a city, Sarech Loimer B'fanei Nechto, B'fanei Nechto. You must say B'fanei Nechto, B'fanei Nechto. Ramah, the Ramah is talking in Chutzlords. Oh, this is what the Ramah writes from Toysis and Navov, from the Rabbeinu Tam. I we paskin like Rava, from bias la bias. There's not Adam around? No, there's not, because everyone is considered being transit, 90. Everyone is moving around. B'chol ha-makoydis are 90 like B'nei Mechuzah. And therefore you must say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Okay. Now, Alan brought up the Pesachei Tshuva there in Sifkat and Dalet, quoted from the Tshuva Sar Advaz. Let's get it. We saw it inside. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva Sar Advaz Chelek Aleph Simen Tavav, who was asked a Shiloh. Reuven divorced his wife, and he made the sofer, the shliach, to bring the get to his wife, and he went with the sofer. And he went with the Adam that signed on the get to her house. In that case, do you need to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam or not? You would think not, because everyone's there. The Adam, the Sofer's there. Do you have to say it in that case? I would think not. Or Dilma, it's a Takanas Chachamim, and we shouldn't change. He paskin do lach lomaisa, that we must say B'chol mekoymos, lomaisa. B'chol mekoymos. According to Tosfos, you would have to say in that case. However, the Rif left out the din of Shchuna L'Shchuna. The Rambam, also the Bagan Mishnah, says in Perikzayin Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Gerushin, also left it out. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, from Shchuna L'Shchuna, you would not have to say. However, says the Radbaz, since this is a Machloikis, I don't want to add cases on. And he says in this case, you wouldn't have to say. You would not have to say Havu de Lahosif Allah. And he says that the Shliach, Lamaisa, Dafka, where the Shliach is bringing the get, Shalom Bifne Adim, are you Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam? But here, everyone's here, there's no need to say it. That's what he writes. There's no need to say it. And he continues and says the following. You should be very, very careful that when you don't have to say it, you shouldn't be machmer to say it. Because if you start developing that theory, people are going to say, oh, you didn't say it? Oh, maybe the get's puzzled. But in reality, you didn't have to say it. So he says you should be wary about developing a chumrah. When you don't have to say it, don't say it. When you have to say it, say it. But to say categorically you should say it all the time, he says, is a big mistake. That's what the Radbaz says. He says, even in that case that we said, that everyone's coming forward, he says, I don't think you should say it, because don't increase cases. So we just added on one more thing to that, and that was the following. Please get it. The Gemara writes on Vavim and Beis that in Eretz Yisrael, if you said it, no problem, it's good. How does that fit with the theory of the Radbaz? If you don't have to say it, you don't have to say it. So why did the Gemara say, if you said it, it's okay? The answer is that L'charchila, temporarily, and once in a while, we could say it. But as a general rule, when you don't have to say it, that is not correct. The Gemara in Vavamav was an exception. If you want to say it, but that was not a general psak. That was not a general psak. And it was only what, on occasion, or if it was said, that's fine. But for you generally to paskin, you should say it when there's no requirement to say it. That the Radbaz does not accept. And that's how we can answer the Gemara da Bavam and Beis. So that answers what? Number two. That answers two. Okay, three. 3. Three is, how did the Rosh and Rabbeinu Avigdor be masber to Gemara Iovid Yohannes on Vavamit base? The Gemara says you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam in Eretz Yisrael, but if you said it, it's considered to be what works and it's good. How does that fit with Rabbeinu Avigdor and the Rashba? It fits in the following thing. The Rashba writes here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that don't prove from here that in Chutz La'aretz Ira Baal does not work after b'fanei nechtav. We normally had been assuming that once you say b'fanei nechtav, the game is done. It's not true. It's not true, Lomaisa. It's not considered to be true. Okay? That's not true, the Rashba says. Even after the Shliach says b'fanei nechtav, the Baal protests, we accept the Baal. So what do you do with the Gemara and Vavam and Beis? What does the Gemara say on Vavam and Beis? It says what? It says, what's the point of saying in your Torah if the Baal comes in Ma'arah, we don't pay attention. We ignore the Baal. What do you mean we ignore the Baal? The Rashba says we never ignore the Baal. We never ignore the Baal. How does he fit this Gemara in? So the Rashba says, I want you to get it. In Eretz Yisrael, you never have to say b'fanei nechtav. But if you elevate it a step by him saying it, then the game's over. The Baal can't protest. But in Chutz La'aretz, since the Shliach has to say anyway, if the Baal comes afterwards, the Baal wins and will have to do keen. And the Svara is, in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have to say a word. If he said it out of his own volition, then what? Then we accept it and he wins. The game's over. But in Chutz La'aretz, he had to say it. So therefore, if he says it, Seth, the Baal comes afterwards, we recognize the error of the Baal, and you're going to need what? Real kiyum. The funny nectar will not suffice. This is the pshat in the Rashba. Okay? That's how the Rashba reads the Gemara here on Daf Vavamid Beis. Okay? Oh, now what about Rabbeinu Avigdor? What did Rabbeinu Avigdor say? That whenever there's a protest of the Baal, what do you need? You need what? Kiyum Midiraisa. What did the Gemara say on Vavamid Beis? That if the Baal protests, we don't pay attention to him. What do you mean we don't pay attention to him? The Rabbeinu Avigdor said anytime there's Irur Baal, you need Kiyum Diraisa. You need two Adim, Eitan, to come in and testify about their own signatures or two other Adim. How does Rabbeinu Avigdor read the Gemara on Vavamid Beis? The answer is as follows. Please get it. Rabbeinu Avigdor writes, according to the Beis Shmuel, where the Baal protests immediately, that's where you need Kiyum Min HaTorah. But if the Shliach came first and got into Beis Din before the husband, what's the din? Done. Done deal. We don't recognize the protest of the husband. If the Shliach got in there first and we did a henpeck on the star, it's fine. That's what the Beis Shmuel answers for the Rabbeinu Avigdor. And the Pnei Yehoshua adds on that the Shliach's Medik Daik. So the Shliach's Medik Daik is believed on a level D'Yeraisa. He's believed Mamish on a level D'Yeraisa even if the Baal is Ma'arav. So let's get that. To summarize this in number 3, number 1 is the Rashba writes that if the Baal protests after b'fanei nechtam, he wins. What do you mean he wins? The Gemara says if the guy says b'fanei nechtam, we don't pay attention to the Baal. What's the answer? In Eretz Yisrael he wins. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach didn't have to say anything. So if he said something, he elevated himself, the Baal loses, game's over. In Chutz La'aretz, the Shliach had to say it anyway. So if the Baal comes after the Shliach, what's the din? We still have to do Kiyum. That's for the Rashba. Rabbeinu Avigdor, Shita Mark, is that what? We require Kiyum D'Yeraisa if the Baal protests, yes? So what does the Gemara say in Vavam Beis on the top line? Once he says b'fanei nechtav, it's a done deal. What's the answer? The answer is that what? If the Shliach gets there first, then you don't require Kiyum D'Yeraisa. If the Baal gets there first, then you need Kiyum D'Yeraisa. And plus the fact that Pnei Yehoshua writes that the Shliach is made a diet, so he's always believed. Even on level D'Yeraisa. And he beats out the husband. He beats out the husband. That's the Chiddush, the Rabbeinu, that's how you would answer. That's considered to be a D'Yeraisa fulfillment. Either Rabbeinu Avigdor says you need Kiyum, this is called Kiyum D'Yeraisa. The Shliach is saying what he's saying. It's a chiddush. Okay, that answers number three. Four. How do we masber the lashon the Gemara? Shtok b'ni shtok on vavam ibeis. Shtok b'ni shtok. The Gemara had the story as to whether b'fanei nechtav hanechtav was needed, and he paskin l'maisa, where are you from? And he said he's from Kfar Sisoy, and he says you should say b'fanei nechtav because I don't want you to require edim later. And then Rabbi Yilaw asked on Rabbi Shmuel, but why should you have to say? Why should you have to say at all? It's closer to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, shtok b'ni shtok. What does that mean, shtok b'ni shtok? Hol v'yatza dava b'heter. Since I've already been makel, it already went out b'heter. So that was the story in the Gemara. Again, Nachamo. He paskin, you have to say b'fanei nechtav. And then he said, why? Rabbi Yilaw asked Rabbi Shmuel, why? Rabbi Shmuel said, shtok b'ni shtok, hol v'yatza dava b'heter. A heter's already come out, it's okay. What kind of heter is that? He was requiring a funny nephew, we asked. The Beis Aharon asked. What kind of funny nephew? What kind of heter is that? He was being machmir. So we said the following. The Beis Aharon answered the following. You know why it's a heter? Because it's a good thing that a funny nephew is being said. Because you don't need Adam later on. The Baal protests, it's done. Therefore, you won't need to have Adam later on if there's a problem. And therefore, what? It will work. That era of Baal will not work, will not be accepted. So that's why it was a heter. I've already passed him the heter. Because by me requiring the funny neck of it's going to be a kula. We won't require Adam later on. And why did he say shtok b'ni shtok? Because the Meiri said, normally in Eretz Yisrael you don't need to say the funny neck of. So isn't it going to be motzi laz on all the previous gittin? Isn't it going to be motzi laz on all the previous gittin that were given in Eretz Yisrael? That there was no b'fanei nechtav said? What's the answer to that? You know what the answer to that is? Is that what? He told him, that's why be quiet. In this case, it's a good favor for the woman. She won't need to have Aiden. But I don't want you causing such a tumult about it. Shtok b'ni shtok. Be quiet. In this case, it'll be good for the woman. She won't need to find Aiden. But in general, I don't want you to talk it up. Because then it will be motzi laz in the previous kid. That's why the Miri says shtok b'ni shtok. Don't talk about it. Don't ask me about it. Lamaisa. That's why the Miri said he's the Lashon Shtok. A lies could come out. So I don't want you to tumult about it. So we explain why you hold the Yotza Dabar Beheter. It's a Heter. It's a Kula. Because you won't have problems with Adim later on, number one. And number two, the Allah is the what? What's number two? Number two is Shtok B'ni Shtok. Don't talk about it. Because the truth is, I don't want you to cause a lies in the previous kid. Because the previous kid in there, so don't even find an actor. So don't talk about it. In this case, it's actually good for the woman. She won't need to have to aid him unless there's an error later. Fine, that answers number four. Five. What is the din of Reb Yitzchak regarding Sirtu? Oh, the din of Reb Yitzchak is, if you write two words from Tanakh, you do not have to underline them. If you write three words from Tanakh, Lamaisa, you need to underline them. It's usher to write them without underline. Sir two. That is the din of Reb Yitzchak. Now the Meiri and also Reb David Parvarsky in the Lechem Mishnah claim that this is a Takanas Chachamim, Reb Yitzchak's din. However, the Pashtus is not that way. For most of all the Rishonim, they all ask this Kasha. Why is there a Halacha, L'Moshe M'Sinai that Sir two needs on Mezuzah? Why don't you just learn out from Reb Yitzchak? Right? So what does that kasha show to you? That it's the Araisa. Because if mezuzah needs sirtu, halacha l'moshe m'sina, which means be the Araisa, right? All the Rishonim say, why do you need that halacha l'moshe m'sina? Learn out from Reb Yitzchak. Obviously, they understood that Reb Yitzchak's din was a din the Araisa. So I want you to get that. Number one, the Meiri. And number two, Reb David Parvarsky, the Lechem Mishnah say it's a takanas chacham. But most of the Rishonim, we pointed out, the Varyako pointed out as well, that since they asked the Kasha, what do you need halacha l'moshe m'sina the Gemara Menachos? That mezuzah needs sirtu. We know from Reb Yitzchak, you have to write words of Tanakh. What do you think of halacha l'moshe m'sina? So obviously by asking that Kasha, the premises they held was a din d'oraisa. Fine. That answers number what? Number four.
Is that question in Tosfos also?
That answers number five. I'm sorry?
Is that question, was in Tosfos also? That question that,
Tosfos. All the Rishonim asked it. Tosfos asked it. All the Rishonim asked that question. That answers number five. Six. What was the theory in the Rambam regarding Sirtut? And give three terutzim. The Rambam is Sosa himself. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah the following. There is a machlokes between Reb Yitzchak and the Braisa on Vavam and Beis. Let's get it. Reb Yitzchak says three words of Tanakh. It's usher to write without Sirtu. Three words. The Braisa says four words are usher. Machlokes in the Gemara. We saw it on Vavam and Beis. Reb Yitzchak says three. You can what? You cannot write. Right? Three you cannot write. Three words are usher. The price that writes four words are usher. Machloikis. Oh. The Bahag paskin like Reb Yitzchak. He does not paskin like the Brisa. Okay? And we said that Rashi in the Yevamos paskins like the Brisa. What about the Rambam? So let's get it. The Rambam paskins Hilchos Sefer Torah that three words are mutter. Like the Brisa. Four is usher. Three is okay. That's in Hilchos Sefer Torah. However, Eitan, the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum writes, when they write out the document, they get chalitza, that a woman is a chalutza, it says, three words, you need sirtu. Three words, you need sirtu. So in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he writes, three words are what? Are mutter, like the Brisa. And in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, he passes like Reb Yitzchak. Stira Baramba. So let's give three terutzim. Let's get it. Number one. The Ghost of Ammonio says that there's a mistake in one of the two Rambams. Which one? The one in Yibum Chalitza. Because what's the home Rambam? Hilchos Sefer Torah. Here we're dealing with what Sirtu. Those are where all the halachas are. So he says it's a misprint. Kesef Misha so quotes Rabbi Yeshua, the grandson of the Rambam. He was asked on this. He says, you go with the Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah. The one in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza is a misprint. First answer. Number two. Lechem Mishneh. In Hilchos Yibum answers that there's no machlokes Braisa and Rabbi Yitzchak. When you write a Sefer Torah or Mezuzah, L'shem Adrasha or Nigeris, people are very fastidious. They're very careful to make sure they won't make a mistake. Don't make it neat. Therefore, by a Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, three words are fine. But any other writings outside of that, namely writing up this Get Chalitza, then we have to say three words are also. That answers the Stira in the Rambam. And therefore, there is no machlokes between Reb Yitzchak and the Braisa. Bless you. Third answer, the Radbaz. The Radbaz writes, three words are mutter to write without an underline for an expert, a mumcha. Hilchos Sefer Torah, we're referring to a sofer as a mumcha. Whereas the Ksivas Get Chalitza and Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza are referring to a regular person, not a sofer. And therefore, even three words are usher to write without a sirtu. That answers number what? That answers number six. Number seven. Give three other terutzim to the Stira Barambam. The Or Sameach writes, when you write three words, you don't need sirtu. But where you write more than three words, you're chayav to do sirtu in the whole parsha. Therefore, by the Get Yivmin, we assume, Lamaisa, that you have to be misarte the three words. And that makes sense. By Get Yivmin, three words, you have to do sirtu. Because you're writing a whole parsh. You're writing a pasuk. You're describing chalitza. So anytime you write, what? A whole parsha, more than three, then those three words need sirtu. But if you're only writing three, Maisha, only three and three alone, there's no need to have sirtu. So in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam saying you only wrote three words. If you're only writing three words, it's mutter without sirtu. If you're writing more than three, Aaron, then you need Sirtu 5 to 3. Okay? That's the fourth answer, the first one for 7.
Who's that?
Was the word Sameach. Fifth answer, second in that question, the Pisgei Tshuva. Where you're writing a whole Inyan Shalem, meaning that the three words tell you a whole message, then it needs Sirtu, even if it's only three words. But if the three words themselves are not a message, it's like the beginning of a pasuk or a sentence, then it doesn't need Sirtu. Only four and more. That's the answer to Pisgei Tshuva in Yordea, Simen Resh Pei Dalet Sifkot Na'alef, B'Shem the Rashbash, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Rosh Lanir. And lastly, the sixth answer, Adam, we got it? Let's get it. The Mekeves HaMishneh. Mekeves HaMishneh says, if we're talking about Psukim of the Torah, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak was talking about. The Braisa was talking about Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. In Hilchos Yibum, it was the Pasuk from the Torah HaKadosha. Chamishu Chumshei Torah, three words near Tzirut. The rest of Tanakh only needs what? The rest of Tanakh only needs what? Four or more. Three is okay. And that's the way that we would solve the Stira Baramba. And that's why the Gemara quoted the Braisa to ask a question of Rav Yosser. Because Rav Yosser quoted a Pasuk from Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. The only difficulty is the Gemara is a little bit shvir. Because the Gemara said he didn't know Rav Yitzchak, right? It should have said he didn't know the Braisa. Remember we asked that? Okay. So that answer is number 7. Let's go. 8. Shmuel, you got it? Let's go 8. Oh. What is the din by Sirtu? Legabi Yigeres. Letters. Peace letters. Oh. And what are the heterim that we have? Bisman Hazeh. Many times we write letters and we don't do Sirtu when we call Psukim. Why is that, Lamais? Okay? Why is that? Okay, let's go. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tyson Bavam and Bays, writes that a peace letter, Igeres Shloman, lack of better translation. Friendly letter, what's a better English word? I don't know. What'd you say? A letter, like Zach says, a letter, a good letter. Letter should be good. Rabbeinu Tam writes, you write a letter, a peace letter to someone, you don't need Sirtu. You quote a pasuk. The Ramban, the Ritva, they all argued. Chidushi Aran, they said he needs Sirtu. And the Raya was from Ramuna, quoted in the Yushalmi. Oh. Now, there is a machloikis I want you to get. We went through it in depth. What Tosus really holds. Because the Maharam Shif and the Maharam write that the Maskana of Atosus is that Igeres Shlomim are mutter without Sirtu. But the Maharshah claim the Maskana of Atosus is that it's usher. So we had a machloikis in Gedoyli Achron and what Tosus held. The Maharam Shif and the Maharam said it was mutter, Maskana Satayis mutter, and the Maharshah said the Maskana Satayis was that it was usser. You cannot write an e-peace letter without Sirtu. And the Shach said, in your day it's Mashon Yushalmi, that even a Igeres Shlomim is usser without Sirtu. Okay? Big Machloikis. What are the heterim that we have, Bisman HaZeh? Guys write letters all the time, quote Sukkim. There is no Sirtu done. Oh. Number one heter, we said. Just write two words of a pasuk on a line. Two words is no requirement. That was one heter, we said. Number two. There is a notion quoted, the Rambam, we said, of putting dots on top. We didn't understand it, but it's Torah. And the Rishonim. Right, Moshe? We didn't understand it, but it's quoted that the Rambam did this. Halacha l'maisa. He put dots on top. The Tashbetz calls b'shem Aviv of the Rambam. They put dots on top. This is what they did in Arabic countries. He says, Eni odeya tam l'dav. Somehow there are some people that write dots on top of letters, the words in Tanakh. Second heter.
So that gets rid of the sirta?
I guess that's what we said. We weren't 100% clear about it, Yossi. Somehow it's an indication. Number three, heter, we said. Many times you write in the body of the letter, you quote a pasuk. Above that was divrei rishus. You know, stam, how you doing? Hope everything's well. Well, those are written on a line, mistama neatly. So let those lines serve as the sirtu on top of the pasuk. A third heter. Fourth heter. Tosfos quoted, invert the order of the pasuk. If you invert the order of the pasuk, no problem. No requirement of sirtu. Fifth heter, the Ramban. Ramban says you only need sirtu on ksav ashuris. We write cursive in Hebrew, right? No one writes ksav ashuris, right? That might be when the kids, you know, when you first learn, but everyone writes cursive in Hebrew, right? The only time you need sirtu, writes the Ramban, is if it is written in what? Ksav ashuris. This is a Varbusta Ramban. He quotes, he never saw his Rebbein Makpin on this at all. Rabboisa, Kesef Mishnah Rush writes, Rabboisa, no Nogu king. The Ramban writes, we don't write Ksav Ashuris, there's no need of Sirtu. That's why we don't do Sirtu in the letters, he writes. Okay? And we just pointed out on that Ksav Ashuris has Kedusha to it. And it's not right, we said, that these merchants sometimes, they write on the outside of their boxes in Ksav Ashuris. They're Machal the Kedusha of Ksav Ashuris. I don't know, they write oranges, you know, and they write it in Ksav Ashuris instead of cursive. And that's wrong, we said. Who said that was wrong? The Reb Shlomo Eger on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch. He said, as Kedusha, be careful about it. And lastly, Eitan, a sixth heter, why we don't do Sirtu, which we thought was the Aruch HaShulchan said, we had a kash on it from the Torah Ladas. You know how we have line papers? College ruled, regular ruled, right? These are lines. Let those work as automatic sirtu. The Torah Ladas said, as far as he knows, sirtu had to be engraved in. These are written on top. So he had a difficulty. So those are the six heterim we gave regarding sirtu, halacha lemaisa, why we don't do it. But I want you to know the machloek is by Gerish Shlomo. And for that matter, let's just add in on that question, drushes. What happens if you're writing a drusha? You're writing a drusha, you're preparing a drusha, and you write psukim in the drusha. Does that need lamaisa also? So we said, poshup shat, lamaisa, is that Taisa says from the Yishami it does need. That's why you had to invert the order. The question was, did you have to invert the order by your Gerish Shlomo? But by drushes, you have to invert the order. So you see, by drushes also you need to write a what? Write sirtut as well. Yes, Zach. So that answers number what? Number eight. Yes, Zach. Go ahead. No, you write a letter, right? The words that you write on the paper are lines. But these are real lines. What was the third answer? No. The divrei rishus is a plain piece of paper with no lines. But you write it in a neat way, so those are imaginary lines. Let those serve as imaginary lines. Yeah, real quick, Michael.
Is only lines on handwriting or what?
What do you mean? Typewriter, you mean?
Yeah, or computer.
Same halacha. Why should there not be a din asirtut? All these heterim would explain why you don't do it by that too. Absolutely.
You could also line the thing, like not writing a Sharif
name. By computers? Well, I don't know. The computer, they write Ashurit. So you wouldn't have that heter. You rely on the other heter. That's correct. Otherwise, if you rely on the Ramban, you should have to write it. You should have to do the sirtu. Sure. Go ahead. Okay. All right, number what? Number nine. Let's go. What's the halacha by tefillin? Does tefillin need sirtu? So Tosfos writes in Soita and Daf Yitzayin B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that you need sirtu in a square fashion. All four sides. Top, bottom, and two sides. That's what he says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosos also concluded our Tosos saying that as well. Not B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, but he said that on his own. However, Tosos and Menachos and Daflamet Bey says, you only need on the top line. You only need on the top line. And the Shita Mikubetzis there, though, Menachos says, B'Shem Tosos Acheirus, that you need four lines, top, bottom, and two sides. Okay. Now, this is a very important regarding the halacha of tefillin. How do we paskin? Let's get it. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Simen Lambeis Evav, that by tefillin we do sirtut on the top line. The Ramah quotes Yeshorim, you should do with the square. The chein nog, and that's the minig. That is the minig. Now, that's what the Ramah says. You do a square, okay? Fine. However, I want you to get the following. What happens, everyone agrees, we don't do sirtut on every line of the tefillin. What happens if you did? What happens if you did? Oh, this is amazing chiddush. Tosus and Sota writes that the tefillin are puzzle. The tefillin are puzzle. If you do the sirtut on every line, the tefillin is puzzle. There's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that it's usher to do sirtut on tefillin every line. Amazing din. And the Ramban and the Ritva say, what? There's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai and shas that says that there's an isser to do sirtut on every line of tefillin. All the Gemara says, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, is that there's no requirement to do sirtut on tefillin. Never says that it's usher. This is Bamisin, a machloikis in the Beis Yosef, where Rabbeinu Simcha and the Baal Itter say if you put sirtut in your tefillin on every line, it passes the tefillin. And the Mordechai, the Smak, and the Gosh Mamonis, the Ugger, they say it doesn't passel the tefillin. Beis Yosef says, I can't believe, how could the tefillin become passel with this? And we said, suggested, yes, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because the pshat is, the din of sirtut is a din in the sefer. And a sefer where sirtut is like a new sefer. Tefillin, if it's not supposed to be meant with sirtut, by you putting sirtut in every line, you're giving it a shame sefer. Tefillin's not a shame sefer. But as we said, we don't hold like it Ladina, it wouldn't possible it. But I want you to know it, Lamais. I want you to know this machlaikis, poshup shot, Lamais. On this din, of what'll be by what? What'll be by the tefillin. Now, one more point on this, let's get it. What happens if you have a sloppy sofer? Should he do it with sirtut? Omer Tosfos, begin the vavim and beis, that he should do sirtut, akol shuru v'shuru, because of ze keli banveyu. This is my God, and I glorify him. This is the marker for hiddur mitzvahs. And you should not write it in a sloppily fashion. So obviously this Tosos that allows it is assuming it wouldn't possibly fill. But we pointed out a Chiddush Nifla, I want you to get it. This is against Tosos and Menachos. Because Tosos and Menachos, the Daf Lamed Beis writes, Chaim, that tefillin does not need sirtut because you can't see it. And hiddur mitzvah means zeh, I visually can see it. If it's covered with leather, there's no din of hiddur mitzvah. So we said there's a fundamental machlokes between our Tosos and Tosos and Menachos. Do you fulfill hiddur mitzvah by putting sirtut on the tefillin? Our Tosos says yes, but it can't be seen. Tosos holds that you don't have to see it to fulfill hiddur mitzvah. And Tosos and Menachos, Alan, holds like Rav Shulti Zatzal's Rashi and Yuma Daf Ayin, that in order to fulfill hiddur mitzvah, it has to be visually seen. Because everyone on Yom Kippur brought their own personal Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur, and they picked it up, and they showed it to everyone. Kidei laharoso chazusa l'rabim, to show its beauty. And Rashi says, Zekeli anteili, Yuma Daf Ayin. Therefore, Rav Shulti says, to fulfill hiddur mitzvah, it has to be visually seen. If you can't visually see it, Moshe, you're not yotzei. So what emerges, you got to get this, is a fundamental machlokes taisus by us against taisus menachas. Can you fulfill hitter mitzvah that can't be seen? Our taisus says yes. The sloppy sofer should do it on the film. Taisus menachas says no. There's no din of hitter mitzvahs can't be seen. You're doing nothing. Now, Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yashar was quoted only as Sefer Torah. If he's sloppy, should he do it? But our choice is presented by Sefer Torah film. So that answers number one. Number nine. Yes, Chaim.
Why can't we just say our choice? We're supposed to say that if it's sloppy, you might not come afterwards, but you might stop. And it's not even hidden mitzvahs. So,
He says hidden mitzvahs. Say it, Kili Manu. He says it with famous. It's a good point. No, it's a good point. I'll be sorry what you're saying. But he says, Zekili Manu. It's a good point what you're saying. It's a very good horror. But he says it. Okay. Michael, real quick. Couldn't hear you.
What is the din?
What is the din? The din is we would do it. We would allow it. Then again, you probably wouldn't want to have a sofer sloppy. Right? You are a great sofer, so you're not sloppy. But you're right. Then again, halacha l'maaseh, we would allow it. Okay? We would not hold like Rabbeinu Simcha that it passes. There's no halacha l'moshe l'mesina, Rabban says. Where does it say in Shas? It says halacha l'moshe l'mesina tefillin lo tzarich sirtut. Doesn't say aser. Okay. Very good. That answers number 9. 10. What is the din of the Sefer Torah regarding sirtut? Oh. Let's get it. There is no Gemara in Shas that says beferish either way by Sefer Torah. Filling it said beferish. Lo tzarich sirtut. Akol shurush. What do you do about a Sefer Torah? No Gemara in Shas. On this, there is a beferish machloikis we had between our Tosfos against Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi, in fact, writes in Menachos, and we pointed it out that there is a halacha l'moshe Sinai. Rashi says there is, that a Sefer Torah needs to have the din of sirtut. That's what Rashi writes, and along with the Rambam, the Beferish, a Sefer Torah needs sirtut. Okay? This is Rashi Shita, and this is the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perak Alpha, Loch Yid Beis in Tefillin, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perak Yid Olcha, Megillah, Perak Beis, Olcha Tes. Okay. We just pointed out the following. Let's get it. We just pointed out that Lamaisa, please get it. According to Rashi, do the other Kisvei HaKodesh need Sirtu? Rashi and Rambam say Sefer Torah needs. So the Rabban, the Ritvi, Chushi, Ran say, according to Rashi, all Kisvei HaKodesh need Sirtu. All of them. All Kisvei HaKodesh need Sirtu. The Rashba learns in Rashi, only the Sefer Torah needs Sirtu. Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, that's just the din of Rav Yitzchok. That if you write three words, Lamaisa, so you should do it on top. Only you need it on Shur El Yonah. So it's a Machlaikis and Rishon within Rashi. Shar Kisvei HaKodesh, do they need? Who do they not need? Okay. Rambam Poshup Shadi only comments Sefer Torah. Okay. Well, we'll get to the Rambam later when we get to the Briskura. But Lamaisa, we have this Machlaikis, the Rambam, and we have this Machlaikis, Rambam Rashi on one hand, and Rabbeinu Tam on the other. We got it? Okay. Now what does it stem from? Please get it. What does this machloikas stem from? Stems from the following. There is a din of divrei shalom ve'emes. We learned that a Megillah needs sirtu. Ke'amita shel Torah. A Megillah, Philip, needs Sirtu. So Beferish Gemara and Megillah on Teftet Zayin and Mebeis. Beferish Machlokes. Okay? There is no doubt. A Beferish Machlokes. What does it mean that a Megillah needs Sirtu Kamita Shel Torah? Rashi and the Rambam learn. What is Amita Shel Torah, Aaron? A Sefer Torah. Poshup Shah. Just like a Sefer Torah requires Sirtu, So too a Megillah requires Sirtum. Okay, very good. That's what Rabbeinu Simcha says as well. Oh. However, Ryan Ritt, comes Rabbeinu Tam in our Toysus and in Menachos, and he says, you know what Amito Shotera means? A mezuzah. Because Shem Hashem is written in it. A Megillah needs Sirtut, Alan, like a mezuzah needs Sirtut. But a Sefer Torah doesn't. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. All you need it, as Michael said, is because of Hiddur Mitzvah. That's the only reason why you need Sirtut, because of Hiddur Mitzvah. There is no din of Halacha L'Moshe Messinai at all. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. There is no din. It's just to make sure, and if you have a sofer that knows how to do it perfectly, no problem. There is no problem at all. Okay? So I want you to get the basis of that machlokes. Very critical. Oh, bite. Shloimi. Thank you, Sri. Right? I didn't see any. You didn't put it up. You didn't put up any of the ads. Thank you, Sri. Oh, but we wish Shloimi atzlochi. He said, today is the election or tomorrow? Oh. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do a, if you win, I don't know if we'll do a riku, but we'll be happy. We'll be happy. Okay? Oh, Sphere. Okay, Sphere. Okay, good. All right. Like, okay. Number, that answers number 10. Number 11. Though for the guys who were in Shir yesterday, I said a good ad campaign for Shlomi would have been Tain Kishi. Give him your vote in Shri. You'll win. You'll win with giving me your vote. We were learning Tain Kishi. Oh, okay. All right, Viter. Evan, I saw your side, but Fane Nechta, Fane Nechta. Very good. Okay. Very good. Okay. 11, here we go. What is the din of mezuzah? What's the din of mezuzah? Legabi Sirtu. Give the whole mahalach. Oh, let's get it. Mezuzah. Does mezuzah need Sirtu? Oh. Mezuzah is beferish a machloikis and two brises in Menachos. We paskin mezuzah halach lamaisa tzricha sirtut. No doubt. Mezuzah l'kuli alma needs sirtut. And there is no doubt about it. Okay? Mezuzah needs sirtut. Very, very important din machloikis. But everyone agrees that's the way we paskin. Okay? That's the way we paskin. Mezuzah needs sirtut. Now, what does it mean? Why is it the mezuzah needs sirtut? Isn't it covered? We said no, it wasn't covered. We put cases on nowadays. Bismana Gamar, they used to put the cloth up there. And the Ron writes that it has to be checked once every 7 years. We said Halach Lamaisa, we do two every 7 years, once every 3.5 years. The Aruch HaShulchan writes. Therefore, the Ron and Megillah says, since the mezuzah is Nivdekis, Lamaisa, people take it out, they look at it, therefore there's a need to have Sirtu. Mashenkin by Tfilin. Tfilin Lamaisa is not red, as we said, and therefore Lamaisa, Tfilin is not red, and therefore it's not considered to be what? Like mezuzah. Mezuzah is red, and it's agreed upon, according to everyone, that mezuzah needs Sirtu. Now, it's interesting, Lamaisa, we said, very important halacha, okay? What's the difference between sirtut by mezuzah that's needed and not by tefillin? So one is the distinction we just said about it being red, but there's another distinction. And that is as follows. They make bracha quoted from the Brisker Rav that the ksav in tefillin is not the ksav of Torah. It's not the ksav of kisvei HaKodesh, we called it. We called it ksav to make your tefillin kosher, and that alone. You can't have tefillin with boxes that are empty. So you write it up, but it's not called Kisvei HaKodesh Chaim. Therefore, it doesn't need Sirtu. But the Ksav on the mezuzah is not just Ksav of what? Ksav of mezuzah. It's called Ksav of Kisvei HaKodesh. And if that's the case, the Brisker Rav says, that's why you would need the what? That's why you would need to have the Sirtu by mezuzah, plus the fact there's a din of Reb Yitzchak. The din of Reb Yitzchak is anytime you write up three words, there is such a halacha. So I want you to get that. Okay? Anytime you write three words of Tanakh, Reb Yitzchak says you need Sirtu. That's why mezuzah needs. Number two, it's red. Number three, it's considered to be Kisvei HaKodesh. Well, what about by tefillin? It's not red. Number one. Okay, it's not red. It's covered over. Number two, what about the dinner of Yitzchak? No, because it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. It's Ksav that makes your tefillin kosher. That's all. That's all halacha l'mais, and therefore there is no need. And also, I want you to add on to Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, by tefillin there's no chash, because the reason why you have sirtu is we're afraid people are going to throw it out. So if you write sirtu, it shows it has kedusha to it. So tefillin, no one's going to throw it out, so it doesn't need sirtu. Maybe mezuzah, though, you want to show, people should show respect to it. L'mais, this chash will be thrown in the garbage. Therefore, l'mais, there's kedusha, therefore, there's a din of sirtu that it's recognizable. Okay? That answers number what? Number 11. 12. What were the two approaches that we had that didn't have sirtu and give four nafkamines? Oh. So the two general approaches we had to the mechanics of sirtu ran as follows. Number one is it's a din in the ksiva. There are rules and regulations of how you write something. You need black ink, you need D.O. And therefore, there's a din of sirtu. Sirtu tells me how are you supposed to write it. The rules and regulations. Your right is sirtu. That's one approach. The other approach is that the din of sirtu is a din in the sefer. You cannot make something a sefer until it's misurtetis, unless it's underlined. Now, of course, we mentioned earlier in Shir that it might be a third possibility, inner mitzvah, make it nice. A fourth possibility we just mentioned, that you won't throw it out. But the two major approaches are either that it's a din in the ksiva or it's a din in the sefer. Lamai nafkamin. Oh. So he said it's following. Elam. He said like this. Does sirtu need to be done lishma? If it is a din in the sefer, yes. The sefer must be written lishma. The sefer must be written lishma. If it is a din in the ksiva, then it does not have to be written lishma. There is a halacha, Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the sefer Bnei Yoda, Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph writes, Sifkat and Ches, that sirtut must be done lishma, and it is likuva, Moshe. That shows Mark it's a din in the sefer. If it's a din in the ksiva, then there's no halacha. I got to do it l'shem sirtu. When I take that blade and I write it, there's no requirement for me to what? For me to do it in such a way that I got to do it l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. And who argued on that? We said l'maisa. One could argue and say there's no requirement to say that it's lishma. Okay. One could take issue and say there's no requirement. That's number one nafkamina. Number two. Can you do the sirtu after you've finished writing already? If you hold that it's a din in the ksiva, you wrote it already. There's no, you can't do sirtu, it's too late. If it's a din in the sefer, then it's okay now to make the sefer misurtetis. Mark, you got me? Second after. Oh. Number three. There is a suffix in the Mordechai. Must the sirtu be everlasting? Must it be a kayama or could it be temporary? Must it be permanent or only temporary? There's a suffix in the Mordechai. In Hilchos Ketanah Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph we said, if it's a din in what? The ksiva, then why should it be what? Permanent, as long as you write properly. If you see it's a din in the sefer, it better be lasting. The sefer has to be misurtetis. It's a third nafkamina. A fourth nafkamina. Tosfos and Saita and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis has a suffix. Can you do the sirtut acharak siva? Can you do the sirtut acharak siva? Now you'll tell me that's similar to the one before, it's different. Because there is no doubt that a Megillah Sot is a din in the sefer. Why? Because does the writing stay? No. What does Yushalmi say? You erase it. So therefore, what? It's not Matami B'Yadayim. It's not considered to be what Kisvei HaKodesh because you erase it. So it's definitely a sefer. The question is, do you need a sefer in the beginning of the writing? Or can you do the din sefer after it's written? It says, V'kosev esa'alos b'sefer. Maybe you need a din shame sefer from the very beginning of the writing. So therefore you'd have to what? Do the sirtut before. No, maybe you could do the sirtut afterwards. So there's no doubt, I want you to get this nafkim, there's no doubt that it's a din sefer. The question is, do you need the din sefer from before the fact it was written? Or can you do the din sefer even after it's written? That's how you can be ma'azib with the suffix what? That's how you can be ma'azib with the suffix in soita, in the toisin soita and daf yitzayin of it. That's a fourth nafkimi. Okay, let's go. That answers number one. 12, 13. Oh. What was the mahalach of the brisker rov? The din sirtut, and what did we ask on it? And I asked Rav Shulman, Shlitin. And he tried to give me a teretz. And I said, Rav Shulman, I used to go to the Schaburas when I was a bacher. I said, Rav Shulman, come on. He said, you're right, though. He's masking. Oh, don't. I said, come on. Rav Shulman. Oh. So he said in a chanami. He was masking to me. He was masking. So let's get first what the brisker rov said. Oh. Brisker Rav asked three kashas. Number one, he says, I don't understand. The Rambam has a rule. Anything that has a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, there can't be a machloikas on. That's the Rambam, one of his rules in the Akdama to the Perush Mishnayis. You can't have a machloikas if it's a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. What do you mean? Sirtut is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the Gemara had a machlokes whether mezuzah needs sirtut or it doesn't. Two brises. Number one, kasha. Number two, kasha. Why does the Rambam have to give a reasoning why tefillin doesn't need sirtut? You know what the Rambam says? Because it's covered over in leather. I don't understand. Why do you need a reason? The halacha l'moshe m'sinai says you only need it by mezuzah. You don't need it by tefillin. What does the Rambam have to stand on his head and give you a rhyme and reason for it? Second kasha. And the third kasha is, if you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah, very fascinating. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Alachates, Ein kosvinis a Megillah el abidio al akvil o aklaf, Kesefer Torah v'chulei, v'srichim sirtut k'Torah atzma, ben nifteres el beginning kesefer Torah. When it comes to Megillah, when you need Dio, and you need Kvil, and you need Klaf, what does he say? Or you need Gidim, Michael, what does he say? A Megillah's got to be kesefer Torah. Please get it. Megillah's got to be kesefer Torah. When it comes to sirtut, he says, Kitorah. Why when it comes to Dio and the Gvil, he says the Megillah is like Sefer Torah? You need the same requirements. When it comes to Sirtut, he says, Kitorah. Why just Kitorah, not Sefer Torah? Those are the three kashas of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wants to say a phenomenal chiddush. Let's get it. The Brisker Rav writes that Torah needs Sirtut. Torah needs sirtut. And the question is the following. What is included? What Torah? What type of Torah? In the corpus of Torah, what type of Torah needs sirtut? There's not a machlokes on what? The halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Of course sirtut is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Machlokes on what the scope is. Everyone agrees with the concept of what? Of sirtut. The question is what the scope of it is. One brisa says mezuzah doesn't need. One brisa says mezuzah needs. We paskin mezuzah needs. That answers his first kash. It's not a machlokes ana halacha l'moshe m'sinai whether it exists or it doesn't exist. Everyone agrees it exists. The question is what the scope of it is. And that's why the Rambam answers the second kash. That's why he says by tefillin you don't need. Because by tefillin he gives the rhyme and reason why the Chum said tefillin doesn't need sirtut because you can't see it. It's covered over. And number three, he answers, sirtut is a din in what? Sirtut is a din in the Torah. It's not a din in the Sefer. Dio, Gvil, Klaf's a din in the Sefer. A Megillah needs all those things, Kisefer Torah. Sirtut's a din in Torah. Kisvei HaKodesh, the words of Torah. That's why he says, well, Megillah needs Sirtut like Torah. Not like the Sefer Torah, because Sirtut is a din Adam in Torah. Divrei Torah. Torah from the Tanakh, Kisvei HaKodesh. Oh. Now, based on this, you got to get this, okay? We got to get this. I always say when we're doing Chazara, we are not betting men. There's an Isser Kubia, Mesachek Kubia. But we have to know all the questions. But we got to know this Brisker Rav too. We got to know it too. We got to know everything. Okay? Oh. So what did Taisva say? Oh. What did our Taisva say? We got to get it. Our Taisva said, you know what? What did our Taisva say? Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What does that mean, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? What did Taisva say? Megillah needs Sirtut like Mezuzah. Rashi and Rambam said Megillah needs Sirtut like Kamita Shatara means what? Sefer Torah, right? Taisva said if Rashi and the Rambam were right, the Gemara learns in Megillah. Please get this. Diftara. What is Diftara? The parchment was prepared with what, Michael? Salt, flour, but not cola juice, right? Oh. Diftara is puzzled by Megillah from a Xerishava, Ksiva, Ksiva. Why does the Gemara need to dig up? Please get this. Why does the Gemara need to dig up a special Ksiva, Ksiva from Sefer to tell me that Megillah is puzzled with Diftara when what? Kamita Shotor. If Rashi and Rama are right that Megillah is Amita Shotor, whatever the din is by Sefer Torah and Megillah is the same. Why does the Gemara have to stand on its head and come with a whole new drasha? Ksiva, Ksiva. That there's a requirement of what? Diftara is puzzled by Megillah. Just as I mean, lock, stock, and barrel. Amita Shel Torah. Right? Said, Amita Shel Torah, lock, stock, and barrel. Whatever's done by Sefer Torah, applies to the Megillah. Why need a new deal, new Xerxes or Kosovo? If the Taisa says you're wrong, Rashi and Rama. You know what Amita Shel Torah means? Mezuzah. Mezuzah needs Sirtut, Megillah needs Sirtut. That's why you got to dig up a special pasuk by Megillah. Ksiva, Ksiva, Sefer, that you need Dio, and Diftar is possible. That's what Taisa says. How are you going to save Rashi and Rama? Brisker Rav, beautiful. You know what the Brisker Rav says? The Brisker Rav says as follows. Sirtut is a din in what? Torah. Kamita Shel Torah. Sirtut is not a din in a Sefer. It's a din in Torah. Memeila Amita Shel Torah. Megillah needs Sirtut like a Sefer Torah needs Sirtut. Because it's Torah. Moshe, Torah needs Sirtut. So Megillah needs Sirtut, Kamita Shel Torah, just like the Torah needs Sirtut, because it's Torah. But how do you learn out rules and regulations about having a Sefer that you need the Yo, and that what Distra is what? Is Puzzle. How do you know that? I have to dig up a special Puzzle, because there's a Dinim in the Sefer. You got how the Brisker Rav saves Rashi and Rambam? That's how the Brisker Rav saves Rashi and Rambam. We got it? Oh, Zach, you got it? That's how he saves Rashi and Rambam. Because Rashi and Rambam will say, Sirtut is a din in Torah. So Kamita Shel Torah. But that can't tell me lock, stock, and barrel because the Sirtut doesn't tell me anything about a Sefer. Elon, you follow me? Doesn't tell you anything about a Sefer. That's why I need a new Ksiva, Ksiva. That's why you need Ksiva, Ksiva to learn this din. Of Diftara, Vishalo B'dio, okay? Oh, we got it? Moshe, you got it? You got to get this. You got to ask it tonight. You ask it tomorrow. You got to get this. Every question you got to get. Okay? Oh, that's how the Brisker Rav saved the Rashi and Rambam. What was our kasha on the Brisker Rav? You remember? According to the Brisker Rav, Rashi and Rambam say you only need Sirtut and Torah. Nothing to do with the Sefer. What does Rashi say in Menachos and in Sota? That a get needs Sirtut. A get. A get needs Sirtut. A get is not Torah. A get is the Sefer. the cost of Lord Sefer Krisis. Lafita Briskarov's theory. Why on earth would a get need Sirtu? Pella! And the Beis Shmuel on the side of the page of Hilchos Gittin says you need Sirtu, not a get. Pella! For this I ask Rav Shulman Shlita. Rebbe, what's the pshat? So he's trying to, for effort. I said, Rashi says it. He said, Nechanam, very difficult. You've got to get this. According to Rashi, you shouldn't need Sirtu by a get. It's only in Torah. There's no Torah in the get. It's not Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not Tanakh. Oh. Now, Tosfos held Amita Shel Torah meant what? Megillah, Mezuzah, right? Why do you need the special pasuk? Because Duchtusus, which is a lead in the next question, Mezuzah needs Duchtusus, right? Since Mezuzah needs Duchtusus, right? I would think Megillah would need Duchtusus, that's why I need a special din to tell me, just like I say, the Torah is possible with Duchtusus, so too Megillah. That's how Tosfos learns. Okay? All right. Let's just finish 14 quick. Let's go. What is klaf? What is duch sustus? What is gvil? And what is diphthera? Let's go. Michael, you'll help us. This is hides. When you cut the hides off the animal. And I have this. We wrote down the halacha. So let's get it. Okay? Oh, so let's go. Michael? Go ahead. What is klaf? What is klaf?
The skin in half is the top part of the skin.
I can't hear you.
You cut the skin in half, it's the top part.
Right. You cut the skin off the animal, the top part is called the klaf. Now, what needs klaf? We paskin, simin lamed basif zayin. I want you to get this. We did it in shir. Tfilin needs klaf. Simin lamed basif zayin. Okay. What is duchtustus? Go ahead.
The bottom part of the skin.
The bottom part of the skin. Thank you, Michael. The mechaber in Yordaism in Reish Peches, Sif Vav, says lechachilo, mezuzah, should require duchtustus. But b'dievet, if you use a klaf or gvil, it's good. And you told us nowadays everyone uses klaf or gvil, right? Rarely do they actually use duchtusus. But lechachila, I want you to know, a mezuzah should require duchtusus. The mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, very good. But you said that no one does that. Very excellent. What is gvil?
It's the entire piece of skin.
The entire piece of skin, both top and bottom, yes? Yeah. Excellent. The mechaber in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Gimel writes, lechachila sefer Torah requires gvil, b'dievet klaf is kosher. I want you to get all these three things. Nachama, start over, real quick. Tfilin, likuva needs what klaf? Yes? Is it likuva? I'm not sure either. I don't remember. I wrote in my notes sarik klaf, so it's mashu for me that it's likuva. Mezuzah, what's mezuzah? Lechachila needs duchtusus, right? B'dievet klaf or gvil is good. Last category, Sefer Torah, lechachila needs gvil, b'dievet klaf is kosher. And the last thing is called diphthera, which we already defined. What's diphthera? The parchment was treated with salt, flour, but not yet with gallnut juice. And that's puzzle for Megillah as well. Okay? We didn't. What does a Megillah need? We learned. Megillah needs to have D.O. What does it, Mistama, need? He has to have a what? Klaf or gvil, like a Sefer Torah. Okay, we stop here. Chazar over, please. Every night. Please.